Knife Talk EDC is sponsored by Evenheat, Combat Abrasives, Indasa USA, and Texas Farrier Supply. Take a look at the show notes at knifetalk.net to check out the latest deals and discounts.
Hey man, can I ask you a question?
This comes from Miller Knifeworks. Hey man, can I ask you a question? What are some of your favorite small tools around the shop? We all know a 2x72 is a workhorse and a heat treat oven is amazing, but what are some of the tools that don't get recognized as often but make a difference when making knives? What are some good small tools, guys?
Digital calipers. I've got probably 7 or 8 sets all around, and I'm using them non-stop. And they're cheap. They're, what, like $20, you know? And I modify, and I'll grind the tips to be what I want them to be and that kind of thing. But they're cheap, and I'm using them all the time. I've always got one in my pocket of my apron as well. Digital calipers. I couldn't live without them.
That's a good one. I think for me, it would be my carbide file guides.
It'd be
really hard to do, especially my integrals, without them. But they are obviously, like, Jeff uses them in all kinds of different ways, outside of integrals, that it just makes a huge difference in making the job easier or more straightforward, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah, they're
get
great.
It done. It makes a huge difference.
Great. Huge.
We talked about in the show on Monday, we talked about, you know, if budget was no constraint, you had as much as you wanted. I think I'd buy sort of 40 or 50 of Bill Behnke's file guides. because what I'd love, because I'm working in batches, what I'd love to do is just put one on at the beginning of the process and leave it on till the end. But I'm taking them off and I'm putting them back on, and it's a bit of a pain. So yeah, they're amazing. So that's another good one. File guides.
I'd like to give a little love to the right angle grinder community. Ah, it's hard. I hate using them. If I never had to use one again, I wouldn't be bummed out about it. They are the most dangerous. They are the cheapest, and they are the most efficient way to not only cut out your knives, but also to fuck yourself up strongly. it's very, very hard to diminish the best bang for your buck with a right angle grinder.
They're cheap,
you know.
Yeah.
There are guys, you know, you can use it to cut the steel. You can use it. Some guys use it to bevel their knives. I'm not, you know, you got to do whatever it takes. But you know, it's hard to beat a right angle grinder in terms for bang for your buck in the shop. I hate them. We started talking about the right angle grinder community because it is literally, and please stop sending me the pictures of the right angle grinder with the 18-inch saw blade on it and say, hey, what do you think of this one? Fuck, I hate them. They're the best and the worst, and you know, there you go, right angle grinder.